We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Shemicham Yaakov ben Pinchas Eliyahu. We are in Zvachim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. Evarei Chatas Shenis Arvu be'evarei Ola. You have a case where you have the limbs of the Karban Chatas, and those are limbs that you're able to eat. Not that which goes on Mizbech. This is part of the flesh of the Karban Chatas, and the Kohanim, the male Kohanim, are supposed to eat from it. And they got mixed up with the Evarei Ola, with the limbs, the flesh of the Karban Ola. And the Karban Ola, everything is burnt on the Mizbech, not only fats, but the flesh itself. So here the limbs of the Chatas got mixed up with the limbs of the Ola. What are we supposed to do? To place them all on the Mizbeach, we shouldn't do, because the Karban Chatas needs to be eaten. And to eat them, I can't do, because the Evarei Ola, the flesh of the Ola, is not supposed to be, supposed to be placed on Mizbech. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, I have the solution. Yitain lemalam. You can place the Evarim of this mixture all on top of the Mizbeach, even though part of it is the Evarei Chatas, which should be eaten by the Kohanim. Veroe ani es besar hachatas milamalon ki'ilu hu eitzim. And I have the right to view the flesh of the Korban Chatas that you're placing on the Mizbeach, that it's not burning on the Mizbeach. You're not allowed to burn Chatas on the Mizbeach, you have to eat it. But it's being used as eitzim, as part of the fuel, as part of the firewood itself. It's not wood, but a part of the fuel to burn the Korbanos. Now, why is that allowed? So the Gemara explains that we have to analyze a particular pasuk, see why this potentially should be a problem, and what Rabbi Eliezer says, why this should be okay, but the Chachamim will disagree, as we will see. The pasuk says the following, Vayikra Beis, Psukim Yud Aleph to Yud Beis. It says, Ki chol so'or v'chol devash, lo saktiru mimenu ishel Hashem. Any leaven, any devash, which is honey, fruit juice, should not be sacrificed, offered as an ishel, burnt on the Mizbeach. So that's we can't have chametz, can't have fruit juices, a karban reishis takvir osam Hashem, but the karban reishis, that's usually referenced to the bikurim, the shteh alechem, which is the first of the bikurim, that you offer, vela mizbeach lo ya'alu l'reach nichoach. And to the mizbeach, they should not be brought up, l'reach nichoach, as a nice fragrance aroma to Hashem. So what does this pasuk mean? So the pasuk, lo kichol so'or v'chol devash lo sak tiru, so that says any leaven, any fruit juice should not be burnt on the Mizbeach. Now we're going to take the phrase v'lo saktiru and not only apply it to the beginning of the pasuk, kichol so'or v'chol devash, don't offer, but the pasuk then said at the end, it says, mimenu yishel Hashem, so we're taking lo saktiru and saying that that's a separate prohibition. Lo saktiru kol shemimenu ishel Hashem. What is the end of that pasuk teaching me? When it says lo saktiru mimenu ishel Hashem, don't be makter, don't burn on the Mizbeach, where part of it is placed on the Mizbeach to be burnt, which in other words means, when I have a karban, and the karban has two parts, part that is offered on the Mizbeach, and part that's supposed to be eaten, the pasuk is telling you, lo saktiru kol shemimenu ishel Hashem. You can't burn on the Mizbeach something where part of it is supposed to be placed on the Mizbeach, which means the part that goes on the Mizbeach should be on the Mizbeach, and the rest of that carbon should not be placed on the Mizbeach, should not be burned. It should be eaten. So we see there's a prohibition to burn a carbon, the flesh of a carbon that's supposed to be eaten, on the Mizbeach. The part of the carbon, the fats that go to the Mizbeach, they go on the Mizbeach. The rest of the carbon is supposed to be eaten. You can't burn them. So that should be a problem here. I shouldn't be taking my Evarei Chatas and placing them on the Mizbeach. Yet Rabbi Eliezer allows that. So where does he learn that from? So Rabbi Eliezer says the following. Because after, as we said, Karban Reishis Takviv or Sam Lashem, which we said is a reference to Bikurim, Karban Reishis is the Shtei Halechem, that's comes from Se'or. So Se'or normally is not placed on the Mizbeach, but Se'or is brought as Bikurim. And Bikurim are brought from Devash. Devash is Te'inim and Tamarim. Bikurim brought from the Shiva Saminim. So what does that show you? The Pasuk now says, Vel HaMizbeach Lo Ya'alu. What does that mean? It means whether it comes to Se'or leaven, devash, fruit juices, or leftover karbanos, which is what we said, lo saktiru mimenu yishel Hashem, that is lireach nicholach. What does that all mean? It means the following. When it comes to leaven, when it comes to devash, when it comes to the leftover, the meat of the korban that's supposed to be eaten, lireach nicholach, you should not bring them up to the mizbeach. So you read the pasuk like this. Ve'el ha-mizbeach lo ya'alu lireach nicholach. These leftover, the meat of the korban, which is supposed to be eaten, and the sor and devash, which are bikurim, those should not be brought on the mizbeach as a reach nicholach, as an offering, as a beautiful aroma to Hashem. So you can't bring them as a korban, but you can bring them l'shem etzim. I can bring them as wood. All the pasuk prohibits is to bring these things, the meat of the korban, devash, or etc., as an offering to be burnt on the mizbeach. I'm not bringing it as a reach nicholach for a beautiful aroma to Hashem offering. I'm not using it. No, it's not an offering at all. It's wood. It's helping fuel the fire. And that, Rabbi Eliezer says, that's the source, that the besar achatas, I don't know what to do. I have the evar achatas mixed with evar ola. I could put it all on the mizbeach. You're not allowed to burn the meat of the achatas as an offering. It's not an offering. It's actually the wood. B'chachamim, remember, absolutely not. Tu'ubar tzurasan. What are we supposed to do if I have this mixture of limbs of a chatas, limbs of an ola? So I can't place any of them on the mizbeach because, I don't know, I can't place the evarei chatas on the mizbeach and I don't know where they are. I can't identify them. So I have to wait until the next day, wait till the nosar, wait till their what we call uba ibur tzura. The form changes. Now it looks different overnight. Maybe it rots. It's now nosar. Looks different than it was. It's no longer as fresh. That's what we call ibur tzura. We wait till lina. We let it wait overnight. And then at that point, it's not kosher for a korban anyway. Now I have the opportunity, the yetz in the beis hasrefer, to burn it like all psulei hamakdash and all korbanos that become disqualified have to be burnt. The same thing is true over here. Why don't the chachamim learn this pasuk like Rabbi Eliezer? Because the pasuk said, "Korban reishis takrivu osam laHashem vel hamizbeach lo yalu lereach nicholach." So what does that teach you? That yes. Sor and vash, when it comes to leaven and fruit juices, osam, they should not be placed on the mizbeach as an offering, but they can be placed on the mizbeach as fuel. But the end of the pasuk, kol shimei menu yishel Hashem, which refers to the meat that's left over, the meat rather of a korban, where the fats are burnt and the meat is not. So that is not, there's no pasuk that tells me lireach nicholach no, yet yetzim yes, fuel yes. No, therefore a chatos where you place the fats on the mizbeach that is burnt, you're not allowed to burn the meat, and even to call it eitzim, wood, fuel is not allowed. Perikhes Mishnah Hey. Evarin Shebevare Vali Mumin. Here you have the Evarim of an Ola, which are kosher, but there's one Aver, one limb of a carbon Ola Balmum. And that balmum, that blemished ola, you're not allowed to bring as a korban. And now they mix together. So I have one limit of an ola animal that has a blemish, where I can't place on the mizbeach. And I have many other limbs of a kosher ola, but I can't identify them. To place them all on the mizbeach, I can't, because then I'll be placing the aver, the limb of an ola balmum on the mizbeach. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer, I have the solution. Im karav rosh echad mehem. Yikravu kol harashin. He says like this. You have now, what are the evarim? The evarim means the limbs, the head, a part. Well, remember, the whole animal is burnt when it comes to a carbonola. So he says like this. If the Kohen didn't know about this mixture, and he happened to have, maybe this is not such a great solution, and this is where he didn't know what happened. If the Kohen didn't know that this is a mixture, and he thought, okay, carbonola, I'm placing it on this bath. So what does he do? Takes a head, and takes the head of the many heads, many limbs, whatever, places a head on the mizbeach. Says Rabbi Eliezer, if he was makriv one rosh from that mixture, yikruvu kol harashin. Now you're permitted to be makriv the rest of the heads of all the other animals. Why? Because I have the right to say that the first head that he placed on there, maybe that was the balmum one, and that's out, so that was a mistake, but the rest of them are not balmum, and therefore it's going to be kosher. And then, what about the following? Let's say the leg, kra'ayim, of one of them. The Kohen didn't know it was a mixture, where there was a balmum there. He thought they were all kosher olos, all mixed together. He takes one of the legs and places it on the mizbech. Yikuvu kol ha-kra'ayim. Then he can place all of the legs, because we can assume that that's the leg of the balmum. Okay, that he should not have placed on his back, but the rest of the legs are from the kosher animals. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't really allow you to do one. It's all by what we call zugos, in pairs, which means two heads at a time, two legs at a time. Why is that so? Because then at least when he places two at a time, he didn't know about the mixture. But what he means is, so he placed one head, one leg. So now when we say yikrivu, you can place all the heads, all the legs. He can't do one at a time, because it's possible that the first one he put on was not the balmum. And the one in his hand right now is the balmum. So to bring it up to the mizbech is the balmum, you're not allowed to do. So after he brought one leg, or after he brought one head, is now he's bringing all the legs or all the heads, he has to do them at least in pairs. Because at least when he comes up to the mizbeach, one of those is not a balmum, and that would and therefore he can be makriv both of them. Bachachamim omrim afilu karvu kulam. Even if the kohen was makriv all the heads or all the legs except one chutz me'echad me'elu, and it means one pair, right? Two legs or two heads. So obviously, if there's one head, one leg, even Rabbi Eliezer wouldn't allow you to be makriv it. Say the chachamim. But if there's one, even if there are only two left. Say the Chachamim, no, you can't. Rabbi Eliezer says, once you put one up there, you can bring the rest of them, as long as you bring them in pairs. And the Chachamim say, absolutely not. Even if you're left, even if you did almost all of them, you're left with one pair, even that you're not allowed to bring up. Whatever's left, Yetzei Lebeis HaSreifa. It's not Roi Fa Krova, because there's a possible Mal Mum there, and therefore it should be burnt instead.